Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the What Did He Say podcast. It's your boy Chingo Bling. We got producer Rob in the building.
Got the handheld today.
Of course, man. Hey, that's man, I'm so glad you did because I forgot a camera and I forgot a microphone. It was at Casa Bling Studios. Of course, man, we got Javi Luna in the cut. That's a scary sight.
I'm here too.
You know what I'm saying? Javi Luna is out here lit.
He ain't got no eyes.
I am. Oh, they disappeared already?
His eyes are gone.
That shit kicked in quick.
and of course, he's drinking here some ranch water. Shout out to Tehuacan Mineral Water.
Tamarindo with the pie.
No, I'm talking about with pie tequila. Shout out to pie tequila.
Winning combination.
Cabrón. Like that. Today's special guest, man, the homie Bryson Brown is in the building.
What's happening?
What's up, bro?
What up, boy? What's happening, man? Long time no see.
Yo, this is like a preview of the Houston House of Blues show, June 16th. Also, some special guests as well on top of that.
It's gonna be live.
But you dropping a project, man, May 26th.
May 26th, the new comedy album, bro. It's number 3, you know what I mean?
The third one.
3 and 3, bro. 3 and 3 years, man. We working out here, boy.
That's great, man.
May 26th, though, on everything, all the, how you say it, the DSPs, digital streaming.
Oh, that's a new one.
Oh, I hadn't heard that one.
But I don't know that
that's
one.
A new. Oh, you don't know that lingo?
I got 1 foot in the music game. I never
heard that. Yeah. On all DSPs. That's how you shorten
iTunes,
that shit and make it sound.
Spotify,
yeah. All that.
Title.
All of it.
All of
oh,
it.
Damn.
You know what I mean? We on all of it. And we're going to be hitting that Sirius and that satellite radio too with this motherfucker. So, yeah, bro. I'm excited about it. Linked up with Helium Records. That's a major comedy club, you know, in the nation. They doing comedy albums. So, yeah, man, we got that joint cracking.
That's fantastic. Lifestyle jokes, May
26th. Are they affiliated with the Helium Comedy Club?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's okay, like, yeah, okay, Helium cool. Comedy Club, Helium Presents.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's what they call the label.
And they got their own label.
And they distributed by Sony, bro.
Damn.
Wow.
Helium is the label that pays.
So, I've been telling the motherfucker I got to deal with Sony.
You know, Sony artists, just waiting for my Grammy invite.
I've been telling, you know? Yeah, man. I've been telling folks, man, Helium, you know, Sony, you know, sign me.
Man, hey, we need to holler at them, man. Helium Records, Helium, man. Holler at your Helium boy. Y'all got a marketing
Helium
budget.
Helium, we got jokes, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. So, yeah, I plug you in with the folks, man.
Yeah, but, see what's cracking lacking.
Lifestyle jokes, May 26th, bro.
Oh, that's amazing,
I'm excited
bro. Hell
about
yeah.
It.
Very consistent, like currency.
Yeah, you know, that's, that's so, the pattern.
So,
yeah.
Three in 3 years.
Three and three, bro.
Man.
We dropped an album, an EP, and then this is another album.
That's what you call a catalog, ladies and
so
gentlemen.
We, you know, back and forth. I like to do the album and then drop like an EP. You know,
so how
short.
Long is this one? This a whole
Yeah. This one like 40 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, this one like 40. And it's a few jokes from the EP just buffed up. So that's what I like to do. I drop an EP and kind of give them like the little skeleton of what's to come type. Yeah. You know what I mean? But by the time the album come out, it's going to be, you know, twisted and turned.
Yeah, it's like you got mixtapes and compilations.
Exactly.
But you still got to get the album, man. May
26th.
Shit. I know Bryson back from my music days when I used to walk up in Music Mania.
Yep. I used to work at Music Mania. That boy used to have it going crazy with the merch. First one I seen with the bobblehead. You know what I mean? It was Hollywood Hogan, Macho Man, and it was Chingo.
That was it.
Everybody else copied.
You know what I'm saying? Soccer players ain't even have it.
Soccer players ain't even have it. Yeah. You feel me? But yeah, boy.
Ronaldo asked me for the plug.
Yeah, that merch game, you put a lot of cats on that merch game because you brought it from the hip-hop to here. Like, you one of them guys who really brought the merch. And let more boys know how important
like in
was.
The comedy world.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I'm talking about for Texas. You know, me looking in. You know what I mean? Okay. Like I'm pretty sure everybody else was doing it everywhere else, but I know for me when I seen you set up the table, it's like, oh, okay, boys got to get it together. And it's funny too. It ain't boy just ain't got a lot of shit he's selling. Like it's a good product that come with the shit he's selling.
I did because I ain't know no better because you know it was a couple comedians like, oh man, that's you know. Man, come on, man. You know. Yeah, I'd hear rumblings and whisperings. But
that's hip-hop shit, though.
Yeah.
Like, I understand it because half of me is hip-hop in this comedy shit. Like, everything comedy I do is going to have some form of influence of hip-hop. You know what I mean? Like, from my videos to my promos, it's all going to be that. You know what I mean? So, that's why I understand it. Like, yeah, bro. Have 3 different shirts from these folks to choose from. Have a shirt, a tour shirt with all of the cities on that joint that you tapped into because people want a tour shirt. That's like rock star shit. You feel
me? Well, guys that are comics that talk shit about that, it's because they haven't seen how big of a difference, especially being in a feature spot.
Like, oh, yeah.
As far as financially, your payday, like if you've got hot merch that you can actually sling and sell and people want, you can end up doubling your paycheck for the weekend.
Shit, yeah.
But the problem with them is they just think they can just slap a joke. Whatever. Yeah. They think they can just slap their punchline on a t-shirt and wonder how come they only sell 5 shirts.
Or yeah. Like, nah, bro. Like, yeah, and we know. You know, half of the, like, shit. A lot of the times, man, motherfucker come out with more money from the merch than he did from the actual show that weekend. Yeah. Like, we'll go out and count the bread on the merch.
Watching this guy, yeah. I don't know how many comedians realize that. Like, how much, just watch the music industry. Yeah. Like, cause I feel like the comedy industries are like a good 10, 15 years.
It's behind.
Behind that.
Yeah, just, you, I'm saying, know? Dog, from the promo along, from the way the merch is done, from the way you roll out an album. Mm-hmm. It's like, boys just throw a comedy album out and be like, I got a comedy album. Like, no rollout, no promo, setup. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to make sure your audience is primed and ready for the thing.
Think you're just going to put it out.
You got to be a little quiet before the album come out. You know what I mean? To build some anticipation. And then you got to kind of feed them a little nuggets. And then when the album come out, you just kill them with all the promo and stuff you just accumulated for the months that you were sitting down. That's what rappers do, bro. Like, I don't know.
And comedians just figuring out. I mean, music's been...
I'm figuring it out as he speaks.
The way I see it, like, music has been on that, like, those rumblings of, like, hey, man, fuck the label, stay independent, do your own thing. Music's been on that for a good 2 decades now. Like, and I feel like comedy's just getting there where dudes are like, man, you really don't need an agent. You really don't need that. Like, what you need is a social media following. You can do it yourself. Get a good recording. Put out the clips. You know, if you're funny,
it's gonna come around, but you also gotta
about how you want people to find your comedy.
Yeah, you gotta also know kind of like the ins and outs of the social media too, like, cause that joint, you know, that social media,
get you a social
a little thing within itself. You gotta learn the algorithm, how that move, the best times to post. How to title your joint, how many hashtags. So it's a whole
science.
Get you a Juan, man.
Yeah. Shout out to Juan.
I was talking about Julian, but they're charging people. Like, I heard, there's this one comic that we all know, and I ain't going to out his business, but also he's paying something like $300 a week to a social media person to put out, like a very small amount of videos for him. I'm like, that's God crazy, dang. G. Like, that's how valuable this...
I think people just be finessing. That's all it is. That's a finesse, bro.
I was all like, you know what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to roll up to Home Depot. Like, get one of these day laborers.
They know it.
Hey, but they negotiate too. All right, cuantos videos, cuantos videos.
Like, come here, let me teach you Adobe real quick. Yeah.
Juan, you ever use CapCut? This is InShot right here.
See,
I need you to watch a couple tutorials on your own time.
Imagine roll up to Home Depot, we'd be like, hey, what do you do? I do CapCut. Tile, las techas, y también TikTok.
See,
I mean, shoot, with all of the comedians that need clips and stuff, video people. People need to go hang out in front of somewhere so we can all just go up and day labor their
ass. They're hanging out.
Just all living Best Buy by the cameras. Yeah. You need videos recorded?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I do video. I do this. Yeah. You need something?
I learned how to do all of it myself, bro. I do it just enough. You know what I mean? I don't know how to do all the fancy shit.
Man, shout out to El Gordo Mamon. I learned so much from so many comedians, but like this is one of the recent instances, right? So I just did Sacramento and San Jose. Shout out to everybody who pulled up. And Gordo Mamon featured. And just watching him work, like, off stage. Yeah. He's like, hey, man, you hungry? Man, y'all want pho? Hold on, hey, exit right here. And it's like, man, free. Because that's one of my clients. I did a couple videos for him. One of them went viral type shit. Later on, like, hey, man, y'all hungry after the show? Come on, let's right here. Bam, burritos, all kind of Mexican food. And boom, ain't nobody paying. He just, let's take a picture right here by the sign real quick. And then he was like, hey, man, I'll be right back. Came back with a whole promo because he wears them little mics. A Rode mic clip-on thing. And he got the other end of the receiver on the cell phone. So I'm giving y'all too much game, man. It's the What Did He Said podcast.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
So I'm gonna give it to y'all, but I'm just make sure y'all appreciate. So when he shot the promo, he'll even be talking to like a homeless dude, like, hey man, you coming to the show? Like off far. And it picks up the whole convo, like almost like hidden camera. And he's talking to the bus driver, yeah man, tonight, man, the show. And he's like, ah, check it out. Like people still behaving normal because they think they just talking to a dude.
Yeah, cutting
the whole promo. You ain't got no excuse. You live right here in this building, you know? And I was like, damn, this boy got a whole other separate side hustle.
That's tight, bro.
Like restaurant clients and so yeah.
That's what we saying, bro. That promo, any way you can promo that, especially in clip form and drop it and like vlog little form.
Shout out to Tehuacan, man. They sponsoring.
This is my first
boy.
Time having mineral water. You know what I mean?
So we normally don't bring up Topo Chico on here because they not.
What?
But you done had Topo Chico before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Topo Chico, have you had that?
No,
it's similar, but it's owned by Coca-Cola now. But Tehuacan, this comes from like Pueblo, Mexico,
Puebla,
volcanic rock. It takes 8 years to come out that way.
From the tears of an Aztec priest.
Each bottle has a drop. Yeah, so it's really technically
per volume. Yeah.
It's some holy shit.
A little bit of holy water, yeah. But like, I really don't like water unless it really have a little bit of taste to it, and it's the minerals in there that I drink it like nothing. Regular plastic water bottle that don't have nothing added to it. Don't want to sound bougie, but it just tastes like chlorine and plastic. And the algorithm been feeding me videos of like rusty pipes and this is what they putting in the water and random studies like, man, they put fluoride, man, Hitler was putting the fluoride, he figured it out first. They say it's good for your teeth and next thing you know, man, you looking into
that shit. No good. So yeah, this is I like this though, right?
Mineral
water. It's decent. I fool with them. I had to get some cases of that.
Yo, Javi has a show coming up May 5th.
Cinco de Mayo is coming out before that. San Antonio, Texas, man, at Upstage Comedy Lounge. It's Gordito de Mayo.
Allegedly, I might pull up. I gotta holler at my old lady because I got a show the next day in College Station, and I gotta get these two bombs out the way, bro. These two bombs in the Valley.
Oh, word,
I tell y'all real quick? Bro,
I gotta hear the story, bro. Now, the Valley folks, that's
I consider these bombs, but anybody else probably like, man, that was skillful.
Okay.
So check this out. The first show was in Brownsville at the bar. Dope ass venue, tons of people crammed in. However, there was a dude in the front row and he was on something. His eyes looked a little off. He was probably too drunk. And then he's just like trying to heckle. I did some like rap thing. He's like, like belligerent, thumbs down me and shit. And I'm trying to like ignore him, work around him, roast him a little bit. Involve him in the show. Now he calling me the B word and the P word.
Oh shit!
He didn't call me a P word, bro. And he's right here now. He's standing up.
You all the way out your name.
And why was he so upset?
I have no idea, bro. So
why is he so upset?
He's probably like, you should have took command of the crowd better. You know how you would have entered the thing.
I would have asked him why you were so upset.
Dog, next thing you know, well, see, let me tell you why I was upset. I got some shit going on in my personal life.
I know why you upset.
And that's why I was finna take it out on his head. I was finna punt his whole head because he's standing up, bro. Now he's standing up at the edge of the stage. Now, let me just remind y'all, I'm a white belt, only two stripes. Only two stripes. So it just gave that little bit of confidence to where you're like,
your stance is cool.
They said a whole bunch of witnesses. Yeah, to where my stance is cool. So I'm like, you're not finna run up here. Like, you already stumbling. And I don't need no more legal problems. That's really what how I assess the situation. But it was finna be a lot of witnesses to me taking my anger out. And I had to be, you know, that's the sensei part. That's the mind. That's the mental part of combat sports. But I was finna put all two stripes of my training on this dude.
On this guy in the front row. What joke didn't he like, though?
But see,
I doing some rap shit, and he started doing a little thumbs down.
See, that's the thing about being a headliner that I think a lot of people... No,
I didn't even go last.
Okay. Okay, so you wasn't a headliner. But because when you're the person that everybody come to see, like, you're gonna have those people who either so excited, motherfuckers just start talking, or they just there this to be there, now they kind of there to be haters. You know what I mean?
So yeah,
you
gotta deal with shit. I think that was a big part of it. But this was a triple threat show. It was me, Mario Salazar, and Raymond Orta. So I didn't want to go last. You know, I'm working out some new stuff. I said, man, just put me in the middle. So now the next day, I said, you know what? I kind of want the challenge and the freedom to go first. in Alamo, Texas. It was outdoors. Outside. I ain't know that part. Outside. Check this out.
Yeah.
It was outdoors, mm-hmm. and it was still sun out. Mm-hmm. And so you got a street over here, mm-hmm. and you got people like starting to sit down on the picnic tables. And you had a boxing fight. The preliminaries was playing on a giant screen behind me.
Were you at Rail Yard or the
Landmark?
Landmark.
Such a perfect spot outdoor. For comedy.
Bro, I started nice. Trying to do commentary of the fight going on behind me, like, man, doing a live voiceover.
Right.
But I just didn't really commit. Like, it was lit to me because I was a little high right before. Yeah, so I was freestyling everything. It was all freestyle. Jesus. It was two little teenage boys, like, giggling. You could see their feet coughing and giggling right here behind the screen. So I'm over here trying to bring them into the show. Now I'm roasting his parents.
He made fun.
Hey, Panzón, y el Pokémon Go? ¿Qué pasó? I pay for the Pokémon Go. You're not walking no more. Anyway,
you just made it fun on that one.
So by the time it got dark, now you could tell there's like those lights, uh-huh. the strings of the lights, and now you know you got Mario up there killing it, you got Raymond up there killing it, and you know by then they're like everyone settled in, and you know
outdoor comedy, man. I feel that's, like that, yeah, you got to grade it on a little bit of a curve, you know.
Outdoor comedy. If it's not in a field with nothing going on around, man, it's not easy, bro. I'm gonna tell you. I think it's called Sunset Station in San Antonio, mm-hmm. or something like that.
A concert venue, right?
Yeah. That's probably like one of the best outside things I've done. It's kind of off the highway, but it's not. You don't hear it.
And yeah, because it's normally they do like big music concerts.
Yeah, I did a comedy show there, like when I first started, bro. Wow. I did it with this cat, White Chocolate, out of Dallas, and.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
It was a couple other people I can't remember. But
I ain't seen him in years.
He passed away, bro.
Oh, that's right.
That's why you ain't seen him. You'll see him soon, baby. Later on, hopefully.
But yeah, I just did my 420 event, and it was an outdoor thing, too. But it's just kind of like that. It's a little different. I don't know if non-comedy people understand it. Like, because after that, like, this other dude was like, man, let's get that flatbed and, like, let's do a show out at the beach and stuff. It's like, man. I mean, you can host some stuff. You can do some jokes out there, but like to go watch like an hour long comedy show.
Have you ever did comedy with people standing up in the crowd like a concert?
Yeah,
that's weird as hell, bro.
That's weird too.
Like, people just standing outdoors. Up looking at you.
And outdoors.
Yeah, I'm doing like that inside.
This was in
like Hannibal Buress be having shows and shit, and like motherfuckers be standing up. Nobody got no chairs.
I've seen Doug Sandhope do it. But I don't think
I saw Michael Shea do it at a Warehouse Live.
It's weird. It's different.
It's different for sure.
I'm standing up.
I'll tell you what though, House of Blues, June 16th, the main room, bro. We went and shot a promo yesterday. Me and Juan went out there and shot a bunch of little B-roll shots.
Yeah,
I stood on the stage and I think I've stood on that stage like when I was promoting some other House of Blues show a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I didn't perform in that room. And standing on that stage, I saw how like the upper mezzanine amphitheater style, it's like above you and they're looking down. And then I went and sat in those seats up there. And it's like, bro, you still got a good view, but you
so okay. So we in some shit.
We're in the actual theater.
We're like their
main room.
They're gonna put they're gonna put chairs and tables and stuff down at the bottom where normally if it were a rap concert people stand.
It would be yeah.
So that's gonna be tables and chairs, and then of course everything up top is like theater seating.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. It's not like at one of the because they got like little bars and
yeah, like the foundation room, the bronze peacock room.
It's in like the concert.
These seats go up and down like that when you get up. Pop back up like that. These them type of seats. Okay, we fooling with it. We in a good little location. I fuck with it.
Yeah, we in the main.
The seats that my daughter is terrified of.
Yeah, jump back up like that.
No, good for real.
And when you know you in a good venue,
I gotta sit down first. I gotta put my leg. Like over the
because you think you're gonna fall down, right?
She thinks it's gonna eat her all the way up. She's terrified of the movie theater seats, man.
Yeah, man. So San Antonio, I might pull up. I want to pull up. Got to get them bombs out the way.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I turned this off.
I just got to persuade my wife and let her know, like,
we got a little travel.
I got to get a room. I got to go out there. And then the next day, I'll see you in College Station. And, you know what I'm saying? Daddy got to, you know what I'm saying? I'll be back to November. I'm gone to November. I got
to
go get it out in Ohio.
You going to Ohio?
No, I'm just saying. Oh. I'm thinking more of like a rap type of.
You got to have more dates. Yeah, you can't just say. going to November and then just have one day. So you
going to November, bro. Speaking of going to November, which I think White Club did a song. Did y'all hear Prize from the Fugees?
Bro,
got $100 million from the CCP from China, from the CCP, and was involved in some political funding thing. So and then like he was a fed, so he was a double agent. He was a spy for the CCP, and he was an American federal, I guess, like informant.
Nice. My mother was in the studio getting all of the juice. Man, you're talking to the shirt.
That was before the DJ podcaster was a thing.
Acting like he producing, he leaning over the wire up under the shirt.
Bro, have you seen a DJ?
He pushing no buttons. Yeah. And shit.
Have you seen the DJ Vlad interview when he interviewed Boosie this one time? Because it was like he's interviewed him a million times. Yeah. Did you see the one where he's like, "Wait, so you had a co-defendant on this death row murder life trial?" He's like, "Yeah." And he was like, and he was only 15. He's like, "Yeah." And he's like, and then he changed his story like when it was about to go to trial. He's like, "Yeah." And he then he told the truth. And he's like, "Wait, so you got off because your 15-year-old co-defendant changed his story?" He's like, "Yeah, before trial, he changed his, he just told the truth that time." And I was like, "Bro, you got to."
Flat be pushing it, bro. He'll get you to talk. He'll get you to say some shit. He'll get you.
Yeah, facts.
He'll get you.
I'm going to leave that one alone. All right? I'm going to leave that one all the way alone.
So, I mean, like, there was this one episode of Blippi one time that went pretty hard, too.
What are you talking about?
I don't see none of this shit.
Blippi. I was going to say, you know about Blippi, too? He got some shit.
Like, that's what I want. That's all I get to
Blippi
watch,
got
man.
Some shit. Bro, didn't he used to do some wild shit on YouTube? You never heard of this?
They say he was a stripper or something, bro.
Oh, I heard he, like, doo-dooed on his friend's head for, like, YouTube clout.
My daughter loved Blippi, fam. I just found out like that he was a stripper or some shit like
that. It's something off about that about Blippi, bro. It's something off. Yeah, I'm
like,
don't know.
I can't even fuck around.
I can't have that demon in my household.
Turn this shit. He dancing and Blippi. Shit. He danced too much on the show as it is. I don't know those moves. What kind of moves are those, Blippi?
Miss Rachel.
He I ain't gonna lie, bro. It feel like he's propped up by the algorithm. Like for example, if you pick. And I know he's popular, so it's kind of like, Chingo, why wouldn't his song pop up after Baby Shark when you go to Apple Music and you just press, like, kids, car ride music? It's like, come on, dog.
It should pop up.
You pushing Blippi on the kids, bro. Come on, dog.
Yeah.
It's once a full frontal attack, bro.
Once they watch him, it's over, too.
It's a full frontal attack.
Blippi's doing what? But what you telling them?
Nah, he ain't doing no indoctrinating, but.
I said, he's talking about, I was like, all I've heard is excavator. Like,
yeah.
Man, they want these kids to be.
That's cold, man. They grooming, dog.
They grooming the children. To be excavators, man. Why my 4-year-old talking about getting forklift certified all of a sudden, man?
ain't dreaming for enough
Let
for
them
me.
Be kids, Blippi.
Yeah, man, come on, man.
Why you got my kids thinking about trades and shit?
Yeah, man.
You talking about wanting to be a farmer.
Indoctrinating the children, bro.
My 2-year-old love Blippi. She can spell it and everything. Barely putting sentences together, but she'll spell Blippi.
She's 2.
Yeah, already. Bro.
When she turned 3 again? Like,
September.
Yeah. My littlest one turns 2. Soon, couple
oh,
months.
We were, yeah, we around yeah. Time, we yeah. Right around the corner, bro. That's right.
Yeah, man. So started over, you know, 43. I can't wait to get off diapers and formula.
I know a little bit.
That
about
shit expensive,
that.
Right?
I'm just looking at that. Like she finally stopped sleeping out the crib, so now I'm like, okay, now could we sell the crib? She's like, well, I want to hang on to it just in case, you know, in case you check. I said, this an item we could make more space. Mm-hmm. Like, let me put it on offer up.
Yeah, get rid of all that stuff. Yeah,
sure. I'm really trying to put something for me in the garage because it's nothing but power wheels and bicycles.
You have no room, dog. I know.
Zero.
Trust me.
Yeah. It's a pony. It's a that.
I got a little corner in the garage for my little green screen studio, and I got to do everything in this little box if I want to film anything. Everything else is bikes and painting stuff and bubbles. I have nothing, bro. Nothing. Yeah, all my little room is gone at the crib.
You ain't got no space. I got a quarter of the living room. Like, that's what I got.
Man, let's have
I started over twice.
Yeah.
I got 7 and 6 years between my 3 kids.
Yeah, I got 6.
So I was already done diapers, car seat out, just got the little booster seat that you could just throw in there.
Yeah.
And then
he was already on booster.
Yeah, to start all the way over.
Here comes another one. Reinstall the car seat.
And learning how to put that car seat back in, boy.
Yeah. How do you
my whole shirt was wet trying to
how many ounces of water for the formula again?
Yeah. For real, dog. Yeah, Rob, how's it going in Central Texas, my bro?
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I should have moved years ago.
So you just feel more like just.
Bruh. How often do y'all tour like that area, like you know the Goofy's area? Like
it's beautiful,
right?
What area is this?
No, like San Marcos.
Oh, okay. Austin, yeah. Like right.
Central Texas.
Central, right, in the center.
Yeah, I'm from Austin, so yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, up and down San Marcos.
That's right.
Shopping and all that.
How long did you live in Austin?
I'm from there. Born.
Born there.
Born and raised out there.
When did you move over here?
I've been in Houston about 10 years.
What do you like more? What area?
Austin.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm Austin. Austin's a little slow. It's more slower.
It is slower.
Except that traffic.
I guess I can't say not no more.
Yeah.
Now it's way fast paced, but I guess still living in my growing up days.
Yeah.
A little slower.
Well, did you ever go back?
I would go back. That's probably the only place I would move if I was to move from Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's back home.
I said the same thing. It's a slower pace. Like, it's just a slower pace. It's still just as busy like, in some areas, but man, it's just like, plus it looks better. It's nicer.
And Houston just big. It is a big city.
Yeah.
I've been here 10 years and it's still overwhelming.
Bucky's every day?
I don't have a Bucky super close.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not that close?
Not that close. Okay. But I'm like 30 minutes from like South Austin.
I'm trying to give away Rob's coordinates and shit.
I know, right?
So you're saying you're like
so which Starbucks?
Yeah, exactly, right. Dude, I'm telling you, whenever y'all are in the area, come through. It's fun.
Yeah, super cool. Yeah, I like that look. I like that area where you at. That's dope.
Well, we do Canyon Lake.
Yeah, which is like about 35 minutes, 40 minutes.
I did Dripping Springs couple times beginning of the year.
Yeah, we're there all the time for softball for the kids.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's so nice.
I like Dripping Springs. It's nice. Good pizza, good winery.
Dude, wineries, all these distilleries, breweries. Yeah. There's like 6 or 7 on one road.
Yeah, it's a cool.
In New Braunfels?
In Dripping Springs.
Dripping Springs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's jiu-jitsu going?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I can only get to one day a week right now, though.
Okay.
Well, you want somebody ass jiu-jitsu?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, the kids, the wife. The wife's a bluebell. She's a bit more advanced than Chingo and I.
See, that's why you—that's why you don't just mess with anybody, bro. You never know what people know.
What belt are you on? Now?
I'm still white belt too.
Oh, you're still white.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What blue is the next
one? Yeah, blue's next.
Blue's next. Yeah.
Yeah, I really thought I was gonna have to use that shit, dog, for the first time
at the show.
That venue though can't.
How many moves you remember, bro?
How many moves? I know the comb your hair. You know, if it's a standing position. Like if they
your
swing
stance,
on you,
though. I'm telling you, like I'm a good stance. I got a real good stance.
Stance, bro.
Yeah, my stance.
Tell it with the stance.
So hopefully the stance. You know,
what do you do? Philly shell. What do you go?
I just pinky out with the stance. If you put the pinky out right there, like damn, his pinky out, bro. He don't give a shit about his hands.
Fancy.
Are you one of these with a hand?
Yeah,
I'm gonna
move it, bro. I'm gonna move it. The knees gonna get low. You know what I mean? I'm gonna get low. I'm gonna get low. And hopefully by you when you see the stance, you're like, man, I ain't trying to fight you.
But
bro.
Is your jab like decent?
You can nah, I just got a good stance, bro.
Okay,
hit him with that Gervonta Davis.
After the stance, we don't know what's gonna happen, bro. I'm 38. I ain't fought in years, but I know the stance.
I still got
the intimidation. It's intimidation.
Like basketball, bro. You never lose your dribble. You never lose your shot when you by yourself. But when the game starts,
8% mental.
You gonna fumble that motherfucker. You ain't played.
It's in your muscle memory.
Yeah, man. So my stance is the shit. That's but I don't like to fight. I'm at that age, bro.
Yeah,
Take too long to heal now, though.
Yeah,
how old are you?
38.
Oh, okay, 38.
You swing the wrong way, fuck up your rotator.
I was really, bro, I thought that while I'm on stage trying to like still get the jokes, I'm literally thinking in my head like, if I embarrass him in front of all these people, bro, he's really going to go get a gun.
Oh, yeah, he at home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he going to go home. Get a gun if I embarrass him in front of all these people.
That's one thing about whooping somebody's ass on the road. They at home. They are at home. You got to go back to the hotel.
Yeah, you
over
there like, which part of Harlingen?
You can't just fly out.
That's so true.
Had a whole lot of fragile egos out there.
And back in the day, we were in the rap days. We were in wrapped vehicles, wrapped Suburban.
Giving away your location.
Hell no. Hell no.
Smiling all on the side of the van. That ain't going right there.
Or you being, you literally, one time we were in California, like the whole crew, wrapped vehicles and stuff. And we're walking out and all the homies like, man, we had all the hoes on, man, the whole club, everybody looking our direction. VIP was lit. Every motherfucker was salty. They were salty. You pull up to your shit, fucking a brick right through your fucking window. Like, shit.
How they know it was our band?
Your face man, on the it door. Was salty. Yeah,
because your location.
Yeah, y'all seen Nate Diaz in he was in Louisiana, right?
Put that boy in a guillotine.
And then now the cops they set out an arrest warrant for him because they choked him and then he just let him fall and hit his head or something. Why do you you can't step up to a fucking UFC fighter or anybody,
bro? They don't want you to have self defense. If you're famous and you defend yourself,
you're fucked.
You got the law against you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're
or even if you like Buddy in Austin, man, the dude was in his car. Suppose he was an Uber driver driving through the BLM thing, and allegedly the one dude pointed a gun at him, and then he pop got him first, and then they're like, "Yeah, bro, but you probably could have like not did that."
Oof. Oof. What's the guy on the movie set that just got he got off? Was it
Baldwin?
Alec Baldwin, right?
Yeah.
Just free.
No repercussions. Man, that's a whole other podcast. Rob, you're trying to take it. I know you're trying to take it. Rob, kind of like his political affiliation.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't say nothing.
Rob trying to play dumb. He brought that Central Texas up here.
I don't know why they let him.
Yeah.
Crazy. Weird?
What's the guy's name? I'm like, Rob, you know his name, Rob.
Some famous guy. I don't know.
In the particular.
It's working against him.
Political sauce on the non-political sandwich.
That's funny, is it?
Non-political sauce on the political,
but yeah, man. How's it been going with like you bringing back the basketball sketches?
Or? Yeah. So bringing that back. I'm waiting on a jersey, fucking China.
Yeah, I'm bringing the political
there goes
in
Rob
here.
Again.
Taking so long to make the jersey. So
get it together, Alibaba.
As soon as the uniform gets here, I can start shooting this shit. But hopefully around it come Friday and I can close out this first round and start bringing it up, you know what I mean?
What are the socials for everybody to follow you?
_ Bryson Brown, man. He's talking about the bench warmer. I do this character called the bench warmer. He played for the NBA, but he never get in the game. You know what I mean? So he just talks shit on the bench. You feel me? Never get in, never play, but he's happy with that. You know what I mean? He ain't tripping.
And I love what you do when he just switches teams.
Yeah, he switches teams. So every time they lose, he get traded to another team. So he's going to win it. He's going to win a ring regardless, bro. He got the best agent in the game, his name Russo.
And there's always a photo check-in of, man, you know, Russo making a call.
Yeah, Russo
hopped off the PJ. Over here with Bron.
Yeah, I got a twist on this one, bro. So yeah, this one. So yeah, as soon as the little uniforms come, bro, we can start pushing it. You know what I mean? And so yeah, we got that coming back to bench warmer.
Hey, dude, you mess around and make a little web series where it's kind of like Entourage.
Where
it's almost like taking that same story. You know, well, kind of like what was it? Show Me the Money.
Oh, your boy. What was
Cuba
that?
Gooding Jr.
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, Jerry Maguire.
Like Entourage, but like basically. The characters around, what's your character's name again?
He's just the bench warmer.
So the bench warmer. So basically, like, it's like Entourage Jr. where like he's NBA, but he ain't really a star.
Yeah,
he really just more so be bullshitting.
Gilbert Arenas loves that character, bro. Arenas, he's like one of the few famous people that like every time I post it, he got something to say about.
Oh, that's dope.
It's a great character. I like your other one too. The guys that have beef.
Oh, the beef continued. The homie. Yeah.
On that shit. That whole ass shit.
The beef continued. Yeah. So that's just like some shit, man.
He never says what he did.
Never say what he ain't gonna, like. That's just hood dudes, man. They always beef, but they get on live.
Yeah, subliminal.
It's subliminal, and they don't tag who they beefing, and you just in the story. You just in this web of this story. Like, what the fuck happened? And he's doing this shit. Like, once a week, he's going to do a video, and he's going to look in the camera and talk to this dude. And I'm pretty sure the dude don't even know he's talking to him. Nobody knows, bro. What did he do? He doesn't explain it. He just upset early in the morning. Nothing. He don't tag nobody. And so yeah, I got it where he steal my phone, so he talking through me. You know what I mean? So it's just some silly shit.
Yeah, it's some silly shit,
man. Funny. So appreciate it, man. Yeah, just trying to stay creative. I be at the house, man.
You know,
just thinking of shit. And that's how the bench warmer just like, man, I bet it's a dude on the bench, bro, who cool with that shit. Cause everybody think everybody want to play.
It's cool.
Some motherfuckers just cool. They got
that. Yeah. Well, at every job, right? I'm a clock in.
I'm good, bro. I got here, bro. Like, I ain't gotta play. Y'all do that shit, bro. As long as I'm on the roster.
Just on the practice squad.
Just on the practice squad, man.
What do you say? He got recipes. He be cooking for the team.
Yeah. He cook on the bench, man. You know what I mean?
On the bench.
He cook on the bench. He keep everybody healthy. You know what I mean? mean, that's his job, bro. He just regiments. He just come up with regiments.
Galvanize the troops.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. He just get everybody
in the same
excited.
Foxhole, baby.
And we in the same foxhole. He in a foxhole with you. He just ain't gonna play with you.
I can give you some tags, man, because you know what I'm saying, I ain't make the team and I was gonna go do something else. But all my boys on the team, they're like, come on, bro, you gotta be the manager, bro. I'm like, man, that's water boy. Like, nah, man, you gotta be the manager. You sit next to the girls and you take score.
I was the manager 1 year, bro, because I thought me being a manager coach was gonna feel sorry for me, be like, man, come on, get on the goddamn team.
Yeah, you ain't
get
made the team either. Bro,
thought maybe someone twist their ankle.
Yeah, bro. So I made the team. I made it my freshman year. I made the team. My sophomore year, that's when I didn't make the team. So I was on some Jordan shit. You know how they say Jordan didn't make it his sophomore year, but they don't tell you Jordan fucking on JV.
Yeah,
he didn't make varsity, my nigga, but he still fucking played. Like, you know what I mean? You had to do deep research to learn that shit.
They left the context.
If they went to the playoffs, they always said
Jordan didn't make it his sophomore year. Well, fuck, he still played, though. He just on JV, bro. He got jacket the next year.
Someone twist their ankle or something.
They going to call him up, bro.
Get a movie moment. Bro, Lopez, take your jersey off.
You going to run your ass in there and fucking have you on varsity. Now you got a jacket.
I hit a 3 in tryouts and everything. It was ugly. It was from way down here, like Pistol Pete from the hip. But it went in. I hit a 3, so I was like, man, bro, I think I got a shot. But hell no, bro. I was making sure the towels was fluffed up.
I got cut my sophomore year. Then I came back junior year, played junior year JV, and then my senior year got up to four. Well, you got to play varsity senior year. Yeah. But made it senior year. But shit, senior year, that's kind of like where the bench warmer come from, too. That's kind of like some real shit, because I really rode the bench. And it's like, you know what I mean?
Hey, don't give them your secrets, man. Y'all, to your inspiration.
Bro. Yeah, I guess
that. It all stems from the truth somewhere.
Everything,
man.
Especially with my shit. That's why the album called Lifestyle Jokes. Album plug.
May 26th. I was finna, you it was already teed up.
Lobbed it up.
Yeah, real life situation.
How'd you arrive at that title for this one? You're 3 albums in. Are you running out of titles?
Nah, man, I ain't gonna lie. It don't take long for me to name shit. I just name it however I'm feeling at the time and however the jokes kind of orchestrating. So I felt like all these jokes were like real life situation jokes. Mm-hmm. So just like lifestyle joke.
Cool.
You know what I mean? And that's why I just went with lifestyle shit.
Can't wait to hear it, man. May 26th, lifestyle jokes, Bryson Brown. Yes, sir. Follow him online so you can see what shows and everything.
Yeah, we back on the road heavy this summer. I'm with Bruce, moving back with him this summer. Got a few dates with Ali. You know what I mean? You know.
That's why I'll be trying to be like, man, please tell me you free. Yeah. He had to move stuff around.
Got the day with you.
He had to move stuff around. House of Blues, June 16th.
You know what I mean? So, man, it just feel good to have y'all boys just food. Because, you know, corely, y'all the headliners that I move with. And I really don't be trying to reach out or even move with, you know, a lot of people. Like, y'all let me rock. There's no restrictions with y'all boys. You know what I mean? I don't never ask for no money, but y'all treat, y'all just some real individuals.
Well, we got some new rules coming up, man. Yeah. It's going to be no cussing. hey, man, you ain't doing no lifestyle jokes before I go up, right? Because I'm going to hit y'all with the lifestyle set. It's the What Did You Say podcast. Thank y'all for subscribing and tuning in. Please tell a friend, hit that button. Das!